Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Come in. Come on in. So excited to see everybody. Yay. It's my favorite day of the week. It's Wednesday. And it is Ask Me Anything. So y'all can just literally ask me anything. That's the plan. So you come in, you ask me anything, and I will answer you. All right. Hey, Shelly. Hey, everybody. I'm so excited. Oh, Nancy, are you coming to see me tomorrow night in Seattle? Yes, Spain. Oh, man. Yeah, I am still in the Pacific Northwest. I will be here. I'm leaving my friend Jen's house tomorrow, staying in a hotel tomorrow night near the airport, leaving early for Los Angeles on Friday. Don't tell my daughter. Anybody knows Layla Sharifi that lives in LA? Don't tell her because I'm coming. And she's getting engaged on Saturday, and she has no flipping clue. Not a clue. Her little fella has been texting with us, and he's got all his plans are all ready, and I'm so excited. So, all right. Now, listen to me. Let me make sure everybody's on here. I have gotten special permission-ish to share a secret. I'm scared of secret. They said I could hint at it, but I think I'm just gonna spill the beans because don't tell MJ if you want it to be a secret, because can't stand it. I can't stand knowing something fun and not telling y'all. So, all right. You'll find out more about it in this Sunday's newsletter, I believe. But here's the deal. No BS camp. It's coming up September. Okay, now this apply if you've already purchased virtual or in person, you get this too. It's a bonus. Oh my gosh, I can't believe Kryn's doing this. If you purchase virtual or in person, there's still a few seats for in person camp. If you purchase virtual or in person camp, you are going to get access starting next Tuesday to a new special place on the website called Corinne One-on-One. So if you've ever wanted to work with Corinne One-on-One, it's an Ask Coaches-ish type feature, but only Corinne is allowed in there. She is the only one that will be answering your questions. I can't believe she ain't got enough to do, but here we are. Here we are. I know when I first joined No BS, there was a place on the website called Ask Corinne, and I used it a few times, but we had to wait 7 days to get the answer, all these things. So you will be able to go on the website. Corinne scares me. Well, then you can just email me, Dorena. I could be your bonus. I'll be your bonus. You just go in and you type up your question, and then Corinne will answer it. But only if you've bought camp. So this is going to open up on Tuesday. So if you've bought camp, you will be able to go on the website under like the Ask Coaches kind of area, and you will have access to Corinne One-on-One, basically like Ask Corinne. So that's what you'll get. It will go from next Tuesday, whatever the 27th, 28th, whatever next Tuesday's date is, until September the 7th. It'll end the week of camp because she's got to travel and, we got to go to Dallas, right? So you will have access all the way through basically the start of camp, that week of camp. So go ahead and get your virtual ticket. It's on the website under events. And you want to go ahead and get that now, because you want to be there when it opens up on Tuesday to get the whole time, right? Like if you buy like September the 5th, you only get 2 days of it, right? So you want to go ahead. VIP, I think it's sold out, Shelly. Email. I know we've had a couple people like say they can't come. I don't know if there are spots or not, but I think there was like a wait list, whatever. I know, and yes, Sandy, it's just on the screen. You just ask like an Ask Coaches question. VIP is sold out. Okay. Okay. There you go. So I'm excited about this. I cannot believe she's doing it, but here we are. Here we are. So, I know y'all love some Corinne and y'all tag her in Facebook. She's not in Facebook as much, but this is your way to get one-on-one access to Corinne. So from next Tuesday, whatever that date is, 27th, 28th, whatever that date is, to September the 7th, you will be able to ask Corinne anything you want. If you've bought camp, Liz, if you've bought camp, you will have access to this Ask Corinne or Corinne one-on-one. I can't remember exactly what it's being called. So yeah, Zoom user has already signed up for virtual, so you will get access to that on Tuesday. So I'm very excited about that. The other thing I'm going to tell y'all about, if you go under resources and our favorite things, Corinne has been testing this like medicine, like whatever. It's called Bioptimizer or something like that. So Dorena said, will there be enough bathrooms? Yes, there will be. We're in a whole wing by ourselves, and they have converted the men. They're going to convert the men's restroom into women's restrooms. So we will have the whole Corinne's brother is going to have to move and go somewhere else. He cannot use the men's bathroom because it's a takeover, a no BS takeover. So they're taking exquisite care of us at camp. So yeah, if we all drink in our water like Corinne says, and we play the Corinne cussing game at camp, if you're in person, you have to go potty. Okay, Bioptimizers. I'm gonna tell y'all about this because Corinne has been using it. They sent some to me a few months ago. So y'all know women of a certain age, we don't sleep well. I can go to sleep, but staying asleep is a whole nother issue. So I got this thing called, I bought two things from there. Sleep Optimizer, I think that's what it's called, and magnesium something optimizers. I'm just gonna tell y'all. They sent me a bottle and I tried it, and my Oura Ring was like, girl, what have you done to yourself? Your sleep score is through the roof. You're finally getting some sleep. It is, oh, Pam's been using it too. Well, I used the free stuff they gave me and I was like, did it really help? I'm in that thing. So I didn't order more. And all of a sudden, my Oura Ring was like, whatever you was doing, you need to do that again because your sleep score is in the toilet, honey. It was in the toilet. But I'm going to tell y'all something else. This does not, I've had to play around with it. So it says take two at night of each of them because there's like pills or you can get like a drink. I get pills because I don't like to drink stuff that don't taste good because I don't put nothing in my mouth that don't taste good because I'm an obese woman. But so if I take two of the sleep and one of the magnesium, it's fine. Now I will say this. Here is a bonus side effect. I'm gonna go TMI. I have pooped every day that I took it. I don't know that that was supposed to be a side effect, but I have never been this regular in my life. Like if y'all want to know a little bit about MJ, I have been waking up every day going to the bathroom, and I have not done that in my life ever, ever. Yeah, it is freaking amazing. So head over to resources, our favorite things, and get you some. And you get like 15% off, and you get some other stuff in there too. They've got like berberine. They've got stuff for memory, which I'm also taking. Is it helpful? I don't know, but I'll take it. If this is for memory, I'll take it. Oh, real sugar in your coffee. Nothing has ever worked for me to go to the bathroom. So I am just gonna tell y'all I bought it for sleep, sort of like I joined No BS to lose weight, but then the side benefit was I ended up liking myself. And this is the same thing. I bought this for sleep, and the side effect is now I get to poop, which is lovely. So and it does not make me like look, it's I've been working at 5 a.m. some days here on the West Coast, and I take it at night, and I've been up camera ready at 5 o'clock in the morning. So there's that. But definitely go check it out because I will tell you, like, I was like, I'm not going to tell these ladies to take it if I don't try it. And so they sent me some, and I am now on my own dime ordering it. They sent me one bottle, and now I have got it on auto ship. Like, cannot run out of this again. I cannot. I think Robin, grab that. There's a link on, let me grab it. Because I think the 15% off, I don't know that that is the one. It could be. Where's my favorite things? Oh, shoot. Where did it go? Let me find it. Our favorite things on the website. Buy optimizers. Let me find it. Because I want to make sure I have the right link to get the 15% off. Let me see. I'll give this to you right now. Right now. Right now. Now I've lost y'all. Now I can't find my Zoom screen. Here we go. Let's see. Where's the chat? Let me put this in here for y'all. I'm going to just tell you it is. Oh, yeah, you got it. You got it. That's right, Robin. Well, it says Korean Crabtree. I'm just going to put this in here. But just head over to the My Faves page because I know that works because that's where I ordered my last one from. Oh, there you go, Robin. Yeah. Yeah, after a woman has a baby, there's nothing you can't. Yeah. There's, yeah. But anyway, it was, it's so good. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, but it's really good. I am not an auto shipper. My husband doesn't like it either, but girl, I got it on a repeat. I got it on repeat. So just saying. So that's the two big newses that I wanted to share. Number one, sign up for camp. You get access to Ask Corinne. And also buy optimizer because it's good. I'm just gonna tell you it's good. Is it anonymous? It's just like Ask Coaches Janet. So, you know, Corinne's talked about this before. We can see who's writing in on our end for Ask Coaches for several reasons. Sometimes there are women, I mean, in this membership that are really hurting and they need extra help. And there are some things that we pull out of Ask Coaches and we email you directly because you need a little bit of a special touch. There are some things in there that just, you know, are trigger warning type stuff, right? That we don't want the membership to see. We will pull it out and the coach will email you. So that's why we can see it. But if we need to see it, we can see it. But the membership can't see it. It runs just like Ask Coaches. We used to not be able to see who wrote in, but during COVID, we actually gave ourselves that ability because there were some times that we needed to reach out to people and couldn't because we couldn't, didn't know who it was. And, you know, we take exquisite care of you and no BS. And being able to look up who wrote to us if we need to is definitely a need that we realize we had. Oh, this is a good question. Anonymous. How does doable hunger and appetite-raising medication interact? How do I rationalize, recognize between true hunger and medication-induced hunger? The first thing is you want to really watch your thoughts because most of the time, those medications can increase your weight. Some of them do, but some of them say they can. And you want to be really clear to watch your thoughts. That's step number one. So, like if you're on a steroid, it can increase your weight. I know we think it does, but it can increase your weight. So, a lot of times what happens is you go on those medications and then you're like, what difference does it make? It's not going to matter. My scale's going to go up anyway. And then you eat. So, you've got to clean that up first. You've got to clean it up first. Because if you don't, then that's your thoughts getting in the way of weight loss, not the medication. And the other thing that you want to do is make sure that you've got sleep and water. They go hand in hand with doable hunger. Okay. You want to make sure that you get that on lock if you're going to be taking a medicine that can increase your appetite. Then, what you want to do is go ahead and eat when you're hungry. And I think for you too, eat smaller amounts. Like do the halftime method. Really double down on have I had enough? Check and see. Make sure that you are slowing down, that you are checking in with yourself. And that is going to curtail any of the, will you still gain weight? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure, but you want to do everything you can to mitigate that. And that's how you're going to do it. Robin says, I just realized I haven't done the tracker in a couple of days. Bummer. It's not a bummer, Robin, because guess what you can do? You can go back and add your days. That's the other thing. If you want to still get in by the end of the month, if you tracked, what was it, 24 days or 23 days, whatever it was, in the tracker, you get the Stack It and Sustain It PDF. That will be, I think you can go back now. I'm almost positive that's been added. And then if you track for all 30 days, you can go back now. Yeah, I thought so. I didn't think I was lying. I did not think I was lying. I try not to lie to y'all. But you can go back now and add your data. So if you want to be in the running for a month of free coaching, three of you are going to win a month of free coaching. And then if you track like whatever it was, 23, 21 days, you can go back and do that so you can get that bonus. 25, it could be something like that. Just go back and add some stuff in there, okay? And only 60% of y'all have downloaded that Dadblend tracker. It's a lottery for the prize. Yes. So go back and add all that and you'll be in the running, but only 60%. I would love to get off this call and have 70% of y'all have done it. That would be amazeballs. Go ahead and do it because we're going to be giving out fabulous prize. I'm going to tell you something. I've been using that. Like that has now become my no BS Bible. As soon as y'all write in and say, my weight is stalled, my weight has gone up, blah, 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 blah. You should be able to edit if you completed a day. You should be able to go back and add Jennifer. Yeah. If I bite it, I write it. Sandy, I love that. So I go, if the minute y'all writing into me saying my scale's not going down, it's going up, whatever it is, I literally, that's the first thing I do is I pull up the tracker. So now I don't even have to have like, this is how it used to go. You would write into me and say the scale's moving, not moving. Then I would write you back and say, well, tell me about your four basics. Tell me about doable hunger. Do you have anything to upload to me? Can you take screenshots, like whatever, so I can help you figure this out? All of that now is obsolete if you're using the tracker. Now I go straight there. So the first email you get back from me is a diagnosis. If you're having trouble, Nancy, email support at pmptribe.com or click the blue question mark. You should be able to, who is able to go back and edit even completed days? If you're able to go in and edit completed days, tell me. Let me know if you can go back and do completed days. I'll have to look at mine later. As long as you put something in the tracker, only see, not edit. Okay. All right. Well, maybe that is coming. Oh, maybe you can't edit completed days, but you can add ones you missed. Yes. You can't make changes once it completed. Scroll down about the bioptimizers. Just go on their website and scroll down. You don't have to get five bottles. You just scroll down, look around on the website. If I make a plan in the morning but eat off plan, do I change my plan before completing the day? I would mark it off plan. Once completed, you can't edit, but if you missed, you can. Thank you, Vern. Coming in clutch. Clutch. Vern knows all the answers. Vern knows all the answers. Yeah, you want to mark it off plan. I'm going to tell you, this is what I've been telling people to do. Go in there, write your plan. Now, at the end of the day, before you complete it, go back in there and put, if you ate something not planned, put like dot, 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 and then what you actually ate. Okay. Put that in there because that'll help me. Teresa said, not a question, but just a huge thank you for the wellness tracker. Came at just the right time. I'm recovering from skin removal surgery. Oh, girl. And it's helped me stay on track with planning and tracking habits. Love it. I'm so excited. And don't forget, next month is consistency. And I love, Robin said, I only mark off plan if it was not a good or realistic swap, like an equal swap. That's what I used to do too, Robin. If I leveled up, like if I leveled up to like something even better, Is good. I'm a that consistency month, Sophia. Sophie, I've been writing the newsletters and looking at all the consistency stuff. It is so amazing. It is going to be so good. And the companion guide is really good too, to help you for all of our perfectionists. We're about to blow your mind in August. Blow your mind in August. It's going to be amazing. And then guess what's coming after that? I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. How many of that's y'all's problem? We're really trying to take the exact things y'all email me with and create content around it. Like, y'all are doing good for a while and then you do fall off because consistency, whatever, it's not perfect. And then, so we're tackling it in order. We did the tracker. It's almost like there's a method to our madness, ladies. It's like there's a method to our madness. We are figuring this out. We are listening to y'all. But it's amazing. I'm just so excited about everything. All right. Yes. And then, yeah, that's right, Caitlin. So the new binge course is coming out August the 10th. Betsy will be going. We're not, because the whole membership obviously does not identify as a binger. So we're not going to do like a month on binging. But if you are interested in somebody walking you through that course, Betsy will be doing that in the Binge Facebook group. So if you want to go through that with Betsy, just log on to go into Facebook and join the Binge group, and Betsy will be taking folks through that. So even if you don't identify as a binger, it doesn't matter. Like, if you just want to go over there and see what's going on, it's good for overeating, secret eating, any of that kind of stuff. So make sure that you go check that out. Y'all, I don't have any questions. This is gonna be a short ask me anything. It's gonna be short, short, short. I did the binge course as a group. Yes, it is amazing, even for just overeating. It's gonna be really good. And this one is geared towards bingers and overeaters. So if that's something that you really want to go through, go just join that binge group. You can always leave the binge group after you're done if you want to, but Betsy's going to be taking everybody through that and over there. Katie says, good morning, MJ. I really seem to have a mental block with getting myself to plan meals ahead of time and grocery shop and cook for myself. I want to do these things. My ideal would be to create a flexible plan for dinners, mostly plant-based. I do okay with breakfast and lunch for the most part. I'm really frustrated with this because I feel like it's holding me back with my health and potentially weight loss goals. Idea. Well, you don't have a mental block about getting yourself to plan meals ahead of time and grocery shop and cook for myself. That's not your problem because you do it at breakfast and lunch. So at dinner, you just need a plan for dinner. That's all you need. So you want to talk about those little baby scooches. So maybe your first scooch is that you have prepackaged meals that you've got to heat up. That's prep, right? That's food prep. You can even give yourself a couple of options for that. But then what is the mental block that is creating that for you? Like, do you think dinners are too hard? I don't know what I'm gonna want, whatever. Like, it's the thought you've got to look at. It's the thoughts you've got to look at. So you want to look at that, but then recognize I do great at breakfast and lunch. I only have one thing to work at. Do you see how much less daunting that sounds? I just got one little thing I need to work on. I need to figure out dinners and how to make it easy for me. Maybe your one level up is that you just prep veggies on the weekend. Like, I roast vegetables on Sunday. It takes me 10, 15 minutes to fix, stick it in the oven, and then I put it in a Tupperware, and then I have it all week just to add as a side. So, what are those little things that you eat on the regular that you could just one thing? Because probably what's happened, Katie, is you're like, I want to go from somebody who does not prep at all to somebody who preps on Sunday and eats all week. But you may have to just baby step into it. So think about those 1% level ups. Like, first would be something you have to heat up. Next would be maybe, like prep one thing, like a veggie. Prep for one day, or maybe prep one day for two and eat leftovers. So, and then Sandy, check out the recipes on the website. Yes. They are the easiest things in the world. Yep, that's exactly right. Anonymous said, I know you get this asked this a lot, but can you give me some tangible ways of creating a pause? I can. Now, a pause is lovely, but your brain is never going to offer up a pause until you make it important. You've got, like, it's one thing to say, I want to create a pause, but if you've never paused before, if when you have eaten for a long time over an emotion, boredom, frustration, you looking for companionship, whatever, the minute you have that feeling, that emotion comes up for you, your brain, in all of its infinite wisdom, in the way that it is so lovingly taking care of you, is like, girl, you know what? Just shut off your brain. I know what fixes boredom. It is potato chips. I got you. And then next thing you know, you're zombieing your way into the kitchen. Okay. And your brain, because it loves us and it has taken care of us and it knows the solution to the boredom problem, which, it's not really the solution, but it's what we've used for a long time. So it just is like, don't worry about this. That is why you've got to have some thing to trigger you. So, like for me, when I first started losing weight, I heard Kathy Hartman tell me, put a discovery worksheet in your pantry. I would walk into the pantry to go get my chips on autopilot because my brain was taking care of me and helping me solve an emotion. And I would see that discovery worksheet and be like, oh my gosh, am I hungry? That would remind me. On my refrigerator, I had a sticky note that said, is this worth the time it will take you to lose the weight? A pause. For a lot of you, it could just be a question mark somewhere. I set my environment up for success. The pause that I'm going to eat on a smaller plate, guess what? My small plates are now on top of my large plates. If my husband wants a large plate, he has got to, there's two or three small plates. He's got to reach down and get him a big plate. The small bowls are nestled inside of the big bowls. So if my husband wants a bigger plate, he's gonna have to get it. And you know what? I don't care. I have washed his underwear enough times that I deserve to have my plates on top. I have raised his three children. I deserve to have my plates on top. That's what I want. For myself, it matters to me. So, those are some simple ways to insert a pause because you've got to remind yourself that you're wanting to pause because your brain just does what it does. It just does what it does. So, you want to make sure that you are setting your environment up for success. When I very first started No BS, I worked in nursing home slash rehab. And then probably about 7, 8 months before I came to work for No BS full time, I switched over to home health. Whole new environment. I was used to the pause at the nursing home. I was used to the pause at my house, not used to the pause in my car because I was working out of my car all the time. So guess what I did? Over the odometer. I had a sticky note. Are you hungry? On my little display in my car, I put a sticky note. I listened to podcasts. Like I made it so that my goals were always front of mind. Always front of mind. And not in like glaring, like, kind of bitchy ways, but like little notes for myself. Little notes for myself to rem and then what ha finally happened? I don't have those sticky notes everywhere anymore because I made it such a big deal that I needed a pause. Now my brain is like, oh, we pause. That's what she does. We don't just go eat. I need to tap her on the shoulder because that's how we do. I had to rewire my brain that I am no longer just a run and get something to eat kind of a gal. I am a take a beat and check in kind of a gal. But that was on purpose. That was a way I had to rewire my brain. And now it just says, girl, are you hungry? Because it knows, because I did it on purpose so many times. I bet right now, if I went home, I've been gone for 2 weeks. I bet when I go home, if my husband has flipped the big plates on top of the small plates, I bet now I would reach in and be like, that ain't my plate. I'd probably get the small plate because I've done it for so long on purpose, intentionally. I set my environment up like somebody who was losing weight. And that's what you have to do at first. And it's not hard. It just takes reps. And you're going to learn next month too. It's not about perfection. It's about when you mess up, you just get right back at it. You overeat, you wait till you're hungry. You go off plan, you look at the rest of your plan and ask if it's doable. You ask what was going on in that moment. Like, we've got to quit taking our ideas about, like, when we see that we did something wrong, it's just data. And so, whenever you notice that you're not pausing, you got to say, where in the world can I insert a reminder for myself? Maybe we just don't call it a pause. Maybe we call it a reminder. How do I insert a reminder? Because that's really all it is. It's a tap on the shoulder that you created for yourself. You sitting here right now, Anonymous, or anybody sitting here, that is self-care. I know we went off a self-care tangent last week, whatever, but me putting a sticky note is telling my future self that's having an urge or who is bored, I'm making a plan for her when I put that sticky note up. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make this easy on you. How can I set that autopilot version of me up for success? Because her brain is shut off because her brain is taking care of her. But I've got to get some reps. How am I going to get some reps? The more reps you get, the more that, like, it rewires and it changes you. It changes who you are. It changes how you handle things. Oh, Mary said it works. I did that after hearing MJ's podcast on sticky notes. I'm just going to tell you, it is amazing. It is amazing. Mary said, as I lose weight and learn new ways, how do I learn the new me? What can I do along the way to keep up with myself so that when I get to maintenance, I don't freak out with who I am now? It's going to happen. So, like, those little changes I'm talking about, Mary, you are going to learn yourself every step of the way. You're not just going to wake up and be the new version of you. And this is my favorite thing about talking about going into maintenance. That's why I'm so adamant about, like, putting your weight loss in smaller steps. Because for me, I did every decade. So when I joined at 265, I was like, what does the version of me at 259 do? What does the version of me at 249 do? Like, every single one. And I'm famous for saying you can only lose 1 pound at a time. And when you get too far ahead of yourself, if I thought, I've said this too, if the version of me on vacation, like right now, I'm here in paradise basically for 2 weeks, okay? I drank more than I usually do, but like with my girlfriend, but as far as food is concerned, I have literally been doing great. But if that 265 pound version of me had seen me on this trip and what I eat and what I don't eat and what I turn down and what I, walk past, she would be like mortified. She would be like, Corinne has taken everything away from me. What are you doing? You don't want to eat like this, but I do want to eat like this. I learned that version of me all the way down. I learned that version of me all the way down the scale. I became this version of me. All the way with every bite I left behind, with every sip of water I took, every time I picked up a small plate, that is, I became that person. And so when you start to think about the version of you at maintenance, you don't know her. If you've got 100 pounds to lose, 50 pounds to lose, shoot, even 20 pounds to lose. I want you to think about all the ways that you're going to take care of yourself between now and then. You don't know that version of you yet. You become her every single pound. So it's not like you're going to get there. It's not like you're going to get there and be like, oh God, you're not just going to wake up one day and be like, who am I? You're going to learn that all along the way. I will tell you that one thing in maintenance, I had had weight loss as a goal for so long. I did have a hard time setting a goal after I got to maintenance because I was like, now what? I don't even know. Who am I? Like, what would my goal be? I didn't even know. I was like, I don't know what it'd be. I've been weight loss for, 45 years. So like, what could it be? But you'll become that version of you all the way down, Mary. One decision at a time. I promise you, you're not gonna wake up and be like, who am I? You will become her. Emily, hi, MJ, you're wonderful. Oh, thank you. I'm about to have a prolonged period of stress with work and ushering a project into the world I care about. Oh, that's fun. There will be many stages over the months, and I'm going to have to be careful to stay steady both with eating and confidence, self-worth. Do you have any tips? I have a history of eating to relieve stress. I'm going to tell you got to work on the stress. But you want to do that by when you make your schedule. First thing I would do, Emily, is make a schedule for me time. How are you going to take care of you? How can you carve out? It could even be like during this stressful time, I like my commitment to myself, my like everyday thing is I will not eat in front of the computer. I won't work through lunch. I'm going to give myself a true break. Like, be very intentional with your time. Be very intentional with your time. And then when you hear something that like you immediately feel stressed, you want to say, what am I thinking right now? Because I'm just going to tell you, no BS, like you, if I don't know if you saw Corinne's call on Sunday, but they're like moving pieces, moving pieces, moving pieces, moving everywhere. Like something changes every day. But in my mind, when I like a lot of people sitting in this chair would find it stressful. But I don't look at it that way. I'm helping a lot of women. I will get everything done. It might be down to the wire, but I'll get it done. I'm going to make sure that I take care of y'all and I take care of me. That's always my thought. I've got time on my calendar for it. If it's important enough, I'm going to make time. I have a team of coaches that can help me. Like, that's how I bring down my stress. And my thoughts about it. Because stress is not from the job, it's from what you think about it and from how you take care of yourself. And so I have to do a lot of mind management around my job and stress and whatnot. Jill Angie did a podcast one time on, she does like the Not Your Average Runner podcast, and it literally changed my, there are a few things. James Clear, of course, changed my life. And this one podcast she did was about hard. And she said she was never going to say, I can do hard things again, because first you have to decide the thing is hard. I'll say that again. I'm not going to say I can do hard things ever again, because you first have to decide it's hard. That's a decision you make. What if we just decide everything's doable? I'm going to get this, like Emily, I want to just say, like, I'm going to get this project done. It is like a baby to me. I'm so excited to put it out in the world. My hours might be a little bit longer for a while, and I'm going to be more intentional about my my time. But I know I'm going to get it done. Like, think about how much the temperature is turned down on that. Now, there are days when I'm heightened at work, like that, like it feels like a lot is going on. I just take a deep breath. I've got music that I listen to. Like, I have ways to de-stress. I get up, walk around. Yeah, there is a book, Everything is Figure Outable. But it's watch how you're talking about it. When you start to feel that stress, say, what am I telling myself? And then, is it even true? Because a lot of time my stress comes from, I'm never going to get it done. this is going to take so long, like whatever. And I have to be like, am I never going to get it done? I'm going to get it done. It's going to get done. I promise. It will. And I can turn myself down just by that, listening to what I'm telling myself. Because y'all, I'm just going to tell you, it all comes back to the thoughts. Shocker. Spoiler alert. That's a very AI thing to say, but spoiler alert, it's all your thoughts. And it's how you look at self-care. And it's how you look. I think that's one reason I've been successful at turning down stress. I literally count everything as self-care. I give myself credit for taking care of myself, for taking that magnesium and going poop every day. That thrills my soul. That's me taking care of me. Like, I love that so much about myself now that I have finally figured that out. And I will give myself all the credit. I will not give Corinne credit for teaming up with this company. It's me for taking it every day. I mean, I literally, every single thing that comes across my path is self-care. Yesterday, I went paddle boarding. Your girl, MJ. I was scared of it. I didn't know. I was a little bit anxious, and I did it anyway. And I killed it. I loved it. It was so much fun. But I'm giving myself all the credit for it. And that's the other thing that will help you turn down stress, is catching yourself in those moments. That was a good question, though. When someone feels like they're surviving instead of living, where do you start? Not with food, but with rebuilding a life that feels lighter. What I just talked about, Amber. You've got to look for the moments where you are living. Because you feel like you're surviving, but I am sure there are moments in the day where you feel an ounce of joy. And you've got to spotlight those, because there are probably a lot of times in your day where you feel like you're just surviving and you're probably spending a lot of time on that. But we have got to decide that we are going to look for those moments. Like when you wake up every morning, your brain loves a job. Put it on the job of, where can I find joy today? Where can I find myself living today? And your brain literally turns into like a sonar. Beep, 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 beep. It starts scanning everything, looking to answer the question. So try that. Look for the ways that you're living. Let's see. Beth, I am still struggling with thoughts about being post-menopause and therefore not able to lose the extra 20 pounds gained. Maybe I'm just going to have to accept where I am. Best thoughts and or course or podcast to start to make the change. Well, first of all, we are working on a menopause course, but here's the error in your thought. I lost 85 pounds in menopause. I went through menopause at 39. I was post-menopausal when I joined No BS. If what you say is true, nobody in that 55 plus group should have ever lost a pound. And we got people in there who lost over 100 pounds. But when we started to, but when at the very beginning, when I talked to somebody asked about weight gaining medications that cause weight gain, same thing goes here. This is what happens. We go to the doctor, and the doctor says to us, all right, you're in menopause. You know what happens? Most women gain that 20 pounds, and it's so hard to get off. And then we go on social media, and everybody's talking about it. How hard it is to lose weight once you've been through menopause. Everybody's talking about it. All your friends are like, I'm gaining 10 pounds, I can't get it off, can't lose weight like I used to. Then you go into your meal, you're at enough, the food tastes really good. Maybe you've had a bad day, and you're like, what difference does it make anyway? I can't lose this weight. Might as well eat these last two bites. That's the first thing to clean up, is our thoughts. Because I cannot tell, like, if you just clean that up, I want you to look for all the places where you fall into that trap. May as well. Doesn't matter anyway. You know, I am in menopause. Clean that up first and see what happens. I mean, is that going to be the end all be all? I don't know. But I bet you there are some bites, licks, and taste, a few bites over enough that are. You're consuming because of those thoughts. Don't you look at, take it to ask coaches when you start to find some of those thoughts. Christy's over there. And we just sent out a survey about menopause. We sent a survey over. So that's what you want to do. Let's see. Shelly said, I gained 20 pounds of menopause, but it wasn't because of menopause. Yes. It got, you were eating like a linebacker. I don't know where it left. Started my no BS journey in menopause years and I've lost 120 pounds. Yep. I was 66 years old when I started. Girl, Val, look at you. And honestly, I mean, I went through menopause at 39. I found Corinne 7 years ago, I guess now, 45-ish. And I lost all my weight with Corinne. So, but just watch those thoughts because especially now, like when I was going through menopause, times have changed in the last 7 years. Like now everybody's on the menopause train, whatnot, and there's so many messages everywhere. Just watch those thoughts. Oh, Anonymous says, is Mike having puppy visits with his new companion? No, our friend Siobhan is taking care of, they've changed her name. Now her name is now Daisy May. I'll see if y'all can see her right quick. She texted me a picture yesterday of this sweet little girl, Daisy May. Here's what she looks like. Can y'all see her? Oops. There she is, Daisy May. And she's getting house trained and everything. So I think the lady is going to keep her though, because I fly home from LA on Tuesday and then I go to Nashville for a meeting talking about y'all on Thursday night. And I'm not back until Friday night at 10 p.m. So I will go pick her up on Saturday and take good care of her and love her and cuddle her and play with her. And whatever. But my dog is humping her. My dog is fixed. She is too fixed. But my husband keeps saying, but they just keep having sex. They are not having sex. They're humping. And I've got to get a handle on that behavior. Anybody have any suggestions? Let me know. Boston is living his man life, even though he's not so manly anymore. But I need to figure that out. Sophie, hello. So glad you're back. I hope it's okay to ask here too. I sent you an email too. Corinne said, success comes down to how well you address the problem that is keeping you from doing the basics. To ask ourselves, what is causing me to be so stressed and remove some of the stressful thinking. Very good. To ask ourselves, what is causing me to be so stressed and what part of that stress can I be in control of? How do I do this if I feel guilty about not getting more done and being so behind? First of all, who says you're behind? And then if you listen to the beginning of her coaching call on Sunday, it was really good. She talks about instead of should, I could. I could fold laundry right now. I could. Not I should, but I could. That is going to really turn the temperature down for you. But when you just want to ask yourself, what is going on right now? And what can I control? Because when you realize what is actually in your control and what is not in your control, because a lot of times we're over here dinking around trying to like control what everybody else is doing. But we need to clearly define what is doable for me today. Because a lot of times we have this long laundry list, but if we really looked at it, we'd be like, I ain't got 47 hours in this day. How do I even think that's going to happen? It's just not going to happen. Like, I've got a lot of stuff I want to do today. But I looked at my calendar this morning. I got three membership calls. I've got my meeting, regular monthly meeting with Corinne. It's Wednesday, and I send all new members emails on Wednesdays. I put my inbox probably full to the hilt. Today is not a day I'm gonna get projects done. I could sit here and tell myself I should, but I literally, if I look at my day, there's not enough hours in the day. I don't have enough time for that today. So I have to look at what is doable for me and remove the extra things that I don't have time for. Would they be lovely to get done? Sure. It'd be lovely if I could get Vern some more emails, some more newsletters today, but I don't know that that's going to happen. Right? Vern would love to get those. She might not. Vern might not get them today. But if I have time, I'll get to them. But my first job is to take care of y'all. What is the most important? Y'all, every day, your emails, these calls, taking care of you, very important to me. Super important to me. So that's what I'm going to do first. And the rest of it can wait. I have to let myself off the hook for some stuff. There's just not enough hours in the day. Oh yeah, Robin said we can all check the self-care button today. Yes, y'all attended this call. If you're listening on the replay, check your self-care button. But what is in my control and what is doable for me today? And answer those questions. Because I think a lot of times we set ourselves up. Like, I think the what is doable for me is such a great question because a lot of times we put so much pressure on ourselves. But if we legitimately look at our calendar and what needs to get done and what we've got, like appointments or calls or whatever, meetings, it's just not going to get done. And then what's the worst thing that would happen if I push this off to tomorrow? Because I can promise you, anything that you put off to tomorrow is not going to be life or death. You'll get all the life or death stuff done. Like, I'll get my emails done today. That to me feels like life or death. Like, taking care of y'all is my life or death. I'm not going to push y'all off to tomorrow to get the end of July of August newsletter done. I'm taking care of y'all first. But what could wait till tomorrow? Yeah, like Corinne says, we all have a choice. We don't have to feed our kids. That is true. That is very true. Oh yeah, Mary, three glass Mary is asking, are there different ways to pause before drinking alcohol versus eating? It feels different and isn't a hungry issue. There are a couple of ways. Like if you drink white wine, white wine. Have y'all seen that TikTok? White wine. I used to only bring in one bottle a day. The rest lived in my garage and it was hot. So I couldn't really cool it down. And I am not putting ice in my wine. Just not going to. If I would go, I have bought single bottles before to insert a pause. I have decided in my plan that I was going to take two glasses of wine to a party and I was going to have two glasses of wine. I have before I left poured two glasses down the sink because it mattered. That was what my goal was. Another thing, I've got one client right now who bought bracelets. She bought bracelets. And so she's got like three bracelets that she wears, and she does three drinks on 90 minutes, three drinks, 90 minutes. So she does a pause. So she has her bracelets and she takes them from one wrist to the other every time she has a drink to remember, I've had my three drinks. And when it's on this hand, she'll set a timer for 90 minutes. And then after 90 minutes, after her timer goes off, she switches it back to the other hand, sets a timer for 90 minutes. And that's a little bit of a like a, a system, but it has really helped her a lot. A whole lot. A whole lot. And then the other thing, oh, is that you? I think I know who this is. But the other thing too, I want you to think about is use external accountability. If you've got somebody with you, I have done that so many times. I have told people, I'm only having two drinks, whatever. And this is Barb in the chat that is doing that with the three with the bracelets and like just killing it. She is like so leveled up her drinking. And it's a work in progress. It's not perfect. Doesn't happen every time, but she's made such great strides. So it's just coming up. That was her system. I did not come up with that for her. That's all her. Y'all are pretty smart people in this membership. Yeah. So, yeah, get the bracelets for a party you have in August. Yeah. And it does work. Oh, Carolyn, you're going to be tomorrow at my meetup. I'm going to meet everybody in the hotel. Would you want me to try to bring some delicious strawberry cake? I mean, yeah, I'll have a piece of strawberry cake. I'll put it on my plan, Carolyn. I'll put it on my plan. And if you can't, don't worry about it. I just want to see y'all. I think there's a few people coming tomorrow. I'll have my cross stitch out in the lobby. Y'all can see what I've been working on. I have my cross stitch and a glass of wine. So I'm excited about that. Ideas to shake up routines. Stuck and sleeping in and staying up all night. Obviously not good for our bodies. Yeah, you want to also scooch a little bit at a time. Okay. So if you want, like a lot of times what we want to do, we want to go all in. This is how we are. We're like, now I'm going to bed at 9. I know I've been going to bed at midnight, but now I'm going to bed at 9. No. You've got to look at the time you're actually going to bed, back it up 15 minutes. That all or nothing crap that we've done for years with diets and changing our habits and all, it just don't work. It just don't work. I mean, ever. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work. So it's, can I just go to bed 15 minutes early? Get used to that. Maybe wake up 5 or 10 minutes early. You know, I trade my 15 minutes on the front end. Maybe I can get up 15 minutes early and work on it that way. Little increments at a time. Because you've got to be able to talk yourself into it at the end of the night when you're wanting to just stay up a few more minutes. It's just 15 minutes. It's not that big a deal. So that's it's just little tiny 1% baby steps. That's all it is. A little bit at a time, a little scooch. You have a goal. I want to be in bed by 9 and I want to be up by 6, whatever it is. And then like you've got to do like it reminds me of the Happy Scale or like this new, you know, the new tracker we've got here with the milestones, right? Like you gotta do a little bit and then you hit a milestone. Then you do a little bit and hit a milestone. That's kind of how the same thing with going to bed and getting up. Carolyn, great. If you can't bring the cake, don't worry about it. I'm fine. Karen says, totally off subject. I love that blouse. It's from Quince. It is from Quince and it's linen. I'm in my linen era. I'm in my linen era. So this summer I decided to do linen and this has traveled with me. It's been in a suitcase and it looks really good. So any other questions for those of you that are coming to Seattle? I'm so excited to see you. And also, here you go. Don't forget, download, I mean, set up your tracker because now you can go back and add data. So if you go back and add some data in, if you go back in and add a little bit of data, you can get the stack it and sustain it consistency. I built it. I built that for y'all to go hand in hand with consistency in August. So you'll be getting that on the first of the month ish. And then it'll be on the website. And then sign up for virtual camp. Sign up for virtual camp. Okay. Because you're going to get asked Corinne. You're going to get ask me anything or one-on-one with Corinne and or whatever it's called. Starting on Tuesday, if you're signed up, if you've already signed up for virtual and in-person camp, it's yours already. Say no more. It's already belongs to you. You'll see it on Tuesday. And then you'll have it until September the 7th because Corinne's got to travel and whatnot. The top is from Quince, Quince. It's the name of it. That is where it is from. And it is very comfortable. It's very, I got several things from Quince. I got some linen pants from Quince, a couple linen pants from Quince because I'm in my linen era. All right, y'all. Corinne will keep up with the questions. Corinne is a machine. I'm going to tell you something. Corinne is a machine. I have never in my life met somebody that gets up at the crack, before the crack of dawn, honey. Dawn ain't even thought about coming, and Corinne is working for y'all already. I love y'all, but I got to have a little bit of sunshine before I get up. I love y'all, but I got to get up at a decent time. If you ever see Corinne working, like we used to go stay at her house and we do meetings and stuff at her house. I would come downstairs because I'm on East Coast time. I would come downstairs at 4:30, whatever, 5 to get coffee, and she's already in her office, like just going to town. I've never seen anybody do like she does. All right. I will see y'all next Wednesday on this here call. You know who's doing your Sunday call this week? Lizzie. Lizzie is doing this week's Sunday call because I will be in Los Angeles and Corinne is going to be in Vegas. And so I'm going to be celebrating my baby. I'll try to post pictures in the Facebook group. So y'all have a great day and I will talk to y'all later. I just love y'all. Bye.